Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm going over Legends Episode 5 of Season 6, titled The Satans. Oh, the Satanist Apprentice. I'm very excited. This seems to be an Astra-centric episode, which is very fun. I love, every time Astra comes in, I think I like her more, which is always fun because it means character development, which is always good in a show. And it looks like we're going to have a bit of animation in this show, which is fun, and it's definitely the difference that Legends makes in TV, kind of the fun and quirky, and I like that they are keeping it up and continuing to go farther and farther with the show. That's why it's one of my favorites. Another big thing about this episode is this is the episode that Katie Lotz directed. I am super excited to... Oh, I love Katie Lotz so much, and it explains why she wasn't so much in last episode, because I don't think she was in last episode at all, if I remember complaining about it. But yeah, so she was doing prep during episode 4 when they were filming, so she wasn't able to be in episode 4, I guess, but now she is in this episode, and I heard that there was a Wynonna Earp reference in this episode. Oh, so excited. So excited. Oh my God. The my two favorite shows, like recognizing each other, is big deal. Big deal. Yeah, but, and let's go over last episode really quickly. So last episode was Bay of Squids, and we went back to the Cuban Missile Crisis. Nate and Zari were with JFK and his whole team, and Behrad, Ava were dealing with Fidel Castro. Spooner and Mick had a bit of a team up. That was fun to see. I love Spooner. I need more of Spooner. So good. And and like I said, we didn't see Ava. We saw Ava. No Sarah. And no Gary, so we don't know what's up with that, because last time we saw her was when's the last time? Oh, it was in 603, and she found that, or she didn't find that there's that one guy in that building that was inside the cave. So what's up with that? Who's this guy? Right? So and also I realized John Constantine wasn't really in last episode, so hopefully that'll get explained, because it'll be about Astra. So we'll see what's up. All right, let's get into it. All right, guys, interesting start to the episode. So like I said, Astra-centric episode, and we start with Astra. But the interesting part is we go back a little bit into what Astra's been doing for like the past couple episodes. Because John makes his way in and out of the house. But, you know, Astra's living on her own in John's house, figuring things out, but things are going a little bit wrong. She doesn't have money, first of all, and things are just breaking down in John's house, because John makes it all magical, but Astra doesn't have magic, so it's kind of just all over the place, and she can't fix it. But then I like this scene. It was important, obviously, with the kind of time we are in right now. We have a bit of a racist character, just a side character, not a main character, of course. But John's neighbor, it seems to be, is racist. And so Astra's, you know, walking up, and she's going back in after like being like sprayed with water from a car driving by. She's wet, she's driving in, and this guy's like, "What are you doing?" Blah, blah, blah. It's in English accent, of course, because they're in, like, London or something. And she's like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I, like, live here." And he's like, "Oh, I'm glad the owner finally got, like, a maid. And Ash was like, a maid? Excuse me? I think it was so good. I'm glad she stood up for herself and didn't take the bullshit. She's like, what is it about me? And I love the first thing when she's like, is it because I'm tall or a girl? Like, or is it because I'm black? Like, I like the way that was written. I don't know what other people would say about it, but I like it. I don't know. I thought that was so good. And yeah. And then so Asher, makes her way inside, and John finally walks in. And this was John back in episode two, Meet the Legends, where they were at the burger joint. It's like, oh, thank God you're here. I need you to help. Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, yeah. I'll do it. And then, but Sari is there too. And they're trying to, get it on. And John's like, yeah, I'll fix it, but not right now because I gotta, And Asher's just angry about it because she can't do anything. And then John comes in again at one point, and it's like a montage thing, right? So she's going day by day, and all these things keep happening, and the house just keeps kind of breaking apart for her. John comes back, and this was in episode, was this episode three? The singing competition, the throne one, And he comes back in, and Asher's like, you need to fix this stuff. He's like, yeah, I'll do it, but I gotta do other shit first. So finally, Asher just is like realizes that she needs to take care of this neighbor, and she needs to get these things done. So she's putting things in her own hands. Goes into the attic to look for some stuff. There's some like expensive silver, some old knickknacks, this lamp. She's like, oh, maybe I could like make some money to fix the house by selling it, right? I think that's what it was. But then this guy starts talking. She's like, who the fuck is this? And it's a painting. It's like a bewitched painting. This guy's trapped in a painting. Aleister Crowley. And so he's like, I'll teach you magic. Like, you get me out of here and I will teach you how to do your own magic, sort of thing. So that's fun. Yay, villain for the episode. Oh, one of two, I guess. Because then we cut to Sarah. With that guy, she's freaking almost dead because of the bite she got from the alien thing or whatever. And this guy is like, oh, I've been waiting forever to meet you. So I'm assuming he's from the future, of course. He knows Sarah very well, it seems. Like he studied her, I guess. Very weird, very charismatic, enthusiastic. He's a big personality. And, he pretty much makes Sarah an antidote. He's like, if you want to take it, you can take it. She takes it, passes out. Very weird. I'm very suspicious of this guy. I'm not liking him whatsoever. So, yeah, it's interesting what's going to go on with Sarah here. But that's for that. So, let's get into the next part. All right. So, the guy Sarah's with, or I should say, not he's with, the guy that captured Sarah. His name is Bishop. And I still don't like him. Obviously, because he captured Sarah. But we start off with an Ava clone. But it's like a brown short. You can definitely tell it's a wig, but it's just really funny. And so Sarah's in like a bed and she's hooked up to all these IVs and the Ava clone is taking care of her. It's like a Dr. Ava clone. You know how they had like the different things, right? And So she's like making sure she's all comfortable, blah blah blah. And so I was like, what is going on? And then Bishop walks in and he finally is like, kind of explaining what Sarah's here for, I guess. And so he's like, I have a presentation, and Sarah's like, what? He's like, no, you have to watch. Ava clone worked real hard on this, and she'd be disappointed if you didn't watch it. So he shows. So pretty much, yes, he's from the future, or the future of Sarah, I should say. Not for him necessarily. But and so he's lived on Earth, he's seen all the tragedies, Earth has been destroyed through greed and blah blah blah, the whole thing. Stuff we're dealing with now, pretty much. And so him as a person who is a pioneer in the bio chemical engineering or something like that. Super smart science dude, right? And he devised a way to recreate the human race and the different planet out in outer space. And so he survived the whole Earth crisis in the future and went on another planet, such as the one he's on now, to, you know, recreate. Oh, and he's also the creator of the Ava clone. He is the founder of AVA Corporation and the creator of the Ava clone. So that's fun. So now we kind of have more of an origin for the Ava clones and Ava. And so, and yeah. And so he's pretty much captured Sarah to help him with like this new human race. And he's making a new human race in some weird, crazy way by adding different species so they can survive better. And so it's like, that is a horrible plan. You can't just like do that. It's no. And so, yeah. But my favorite part about this scene was, of course, the Wynonna Earp reference. Oh, this made me so happy. It was such a good reference. I like this reference more than when Wynonna referenced Legends. One, because there's more of a reference, of course. So the guy says, we have all 15 seasons of Wynonna Earp. So 15, fucking crazy, right? 15 season. Oh, I wish we're trying to get season 5 right now, man. Like, CW, are you saying something? Yeah, oh, I'm so excited. So 15 seasons. So take all the time you need. And then the Ava clone goes, season 2 is my favorite, which season 2 is a great season. So that Ava clone has a great taste. Like, so good. And then they both, Ava clone and Bishop, walk out. And then the theme song starts playing, like, oh, the theme song. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you, when I say I jumped out of my seat when this happened, I swear to God, it was so good. Ah, so good. And it's so much better because, one, there's more reference. And, like, and in Wynonna, they just referenced cosplaying and Sarah Lance, which Sarah Lance is my favorite character, of course. But it was just that little snippet, and Nicole was saying it, makes it even better. And they recognized cosplay, which was fine, but you know, it's just that little bit. But like here, they full on like went for it. Like, oh, it was so good. I wonder if they're gonna do like a back and forth thing now. That'd be so funny. But like the show, like the full on show and the theme song, oh, it was so good. It was so good. So that was, I just, round of applause for them. So fun. And then, but it was the fact that Sarah was in the reference was really funny. I don't know. It was all over the place. But and then we cut back to Astra, and she's working with Aleister Crowley. He's kind of telling her like there's two things. There's this like kind of change spell, and then there's this like transfer spell sort of thing. So he's trying to show her and kind of get her to do the hand movements, but he can't do that because he's in the picture, right? He's trying to do it, but then Constantine walks in and he's like, why is he out? He's like this bad guy, blah blah blah. And you know, Astra's trying to like just put him down, it'll be fine, blah blah blah. Like, I'm actually fixing things, like bills are paid, the house is fixed. Why, I don't understand why this is bad. It's like, no, blah blah blah. And so Constantine and Alistair are arguing, and Astra's finally like, you know what? He's like, oh, just stop. And so she does the transfer spell that she just learned, and it actually works. And so Aleister Crowley is in Constantine's body, and Constantine's in the picture. He's going crazy. She's like, oh my God, I actually worked, and he transfers them back. And John's like, you need to put this away. This is not okay. And Astra's like, no, let's have some fun, and changes them back. So now Aleister Crowley's in Constantine's body, out in the world. Constantine's in the picture, and Astra's gonna do some magic, but she has to make sure she sets her conditions, of course, because Astra's always in charge. So they have 12 hours to use magic for Astra to learn. And then she is gonna put Crowley back in the picture. So this should be fun. Let's see. All right, so Aleister Crowley is teaching Astra some magic, some simple spells just to turn things into money and gold. But of course, it doesn't last for long. And Astra's like, excuse me, why did it change? He's like, you think this is true? It's just the glamour. So she's just learning simple stuff. She's like, no, I want to learn the real stuff. He's like, oh, you're not there. You're not ready yet. And he's like, yes, I am. Yes, I am. And so, you know, Astra's real wanting to, you know, get the big stuff in. So that's what she's doing. Yeah. And of course, John Constantine is trying to talk Astra out of it, saying, you know, he's not good. That's why I never send him to hell and just put him in a painting because he's too bad to be up and walking around. So, but Astra obviously doesn't care and doesn't listen to John very much. So, yeah, Astra does her own thing, which I like. Independent woman. And so then we cut to Zara, and then another Winona reference. They continued it. So good. The Ava clone comes back in to check on Sarah. She's like, "So you an Erper for life yet? You a way hot shipper?" And I was like, "Oh, Sarah better be a way hot shipper. It's another bisexual and lesbian relationship. Come on, like, ooh, it's too good. It's literally you guys. I don't know what you're talking about. It's a short bisexual and a taller lesbian. Like, it's just you guys. Oh my goodness, but yeah. And but you know, Sarah has other plans. She wants to escape, so she takes the remote and she sticks it on Ava's neck and she's like, "You get me out of here." And she's like, "No, you can just replace me. I'm disposable." And Sarah just gets so upset because she's so used to Ava, her Ava, the Ava we know and love. And she's like, "You have a soul." Like, she believes that Ava has this free will, but like with these clones, these are clones. So like, does our Ava have like a defect, or is that what Ava's supposed to be like? Like, we don't know really. And so Sarah's trying to convince this Ava clone, like, "You can help me. Like, you can be by yourself. You can do things on your own. You don't need Bishop. You can decide for yourself." And then the Ava clone just walks away. Yeah, so I think we haven't seen sort of, I think Sarah's in such a mindset of just trying to escape, you know, survival instincts sort of thing, where we haven't seen her break down, you know? So I'm waiting for that to happen because I know that happens with Sarah, where she just tries to keep strong and she tries to push through and she pushes all her emotions down, that she doesn't, you know, get to deal with her emotions. And I think that's important, and I think that's something that Sarah needs to work on. And I definitely think when her and Ava reunite that it will happen. So that's what I'm hoping for. But anyway, so yeah. And then we cut back to Astra. The legends walk in. They come in, fun, and they're all like, "Oh, finally we're done, blah 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 blah. Where's John? You know, we're doing stuff. Where's Astra?" And they're walking around, they're questioning all these things, and Astra's like, "Oh, you guys, this is a really bad time. Like, you shouldn't be here, you should go." And they're like, blah blah, and they're questioning things, and so Astra turns them all into like inanimate objects. But it like some of these like work really well. Like, Ava's a binder because she's such like a work person. She always has binders around, and the fucking name on it is operator manual. Oh, it's so funny. And then what Nate was like a wheel of cheese, but it had his like his Captain Steel like logo on the cheese. Behrot's a candle. Zari's a cell phone, but she's a flip phone. She's not happy to that. I was surprised she knew what a flip phone was. Like, does this exist in her time? It's really funny. And then Spooner is a fork. Ironic, right? That was so funny. And then I don't think Mick is in there. But anyway, but it was freaking funny. Yeah. That was so good. And Asha, you know, just throws them like off to the side. And Alistair comes back and he's like, "Okay, I put John in the attic so we have no distractions. So let's get to work." And Asha's like, "Yeah, let's get to work." This is such a fun episode. I hate that Sarah's away, but I'm kind of liking I'm liking what's happening. Not that I like Bishop, but I'm interested to see where this goes. So let's continue. Okay, so Ava clone comes back, and she is like apparently convinced by Ava, or convinced was convinced by Sarah, and that she should go out on her own. And so Sarah's like, yes, I knew you had some of the Ava spirit. I'm pretty sure I know that Ava is lying because she was so hell-bent in the beginning that she's like, nope, I'm disposable. So I think she's lying. I think there's something up their sleeve. So, but like Sarah doing push-ups. Oh my goodness. That's fun. Anyway, and so Sarah's like, yes, let's go. And she's so excited. And Ava clone's like, even have this like generator thingy in the backpack. So she's like, Sarah's like, let's go. And she runs out. And the way that Ava clone runs out, it's just like little runs. It's so funny. It's so funny. So they're gonna go escape. And then back to Astra. And so she has invited the racist neighbor over. To sell him this lamp, I guess, but not really sell him a lamp. She just wants to get revenge and steal his soul. And so she has this little necklace, and he's like, you should be taking whatever money I give you, blah, blah, blah. You know, doing his old stupid ass thing. Yeah, she's like, no, I want more than that, blah, blah, blah. She holds up the necklace that his soul is gonna be, I guess, transferred into or whatever. And she can't do it. She's not gonna do it. It's not the person she is. So she doesn't do it. But then Alistair comes and he's like, fine, I'll do it. So he takes the necklace. He sucks the dude's soul out of him. And Asher's like, what did you do? And so she tries to, like, switch him back into the painting or whatever, or like, stop him. He's like, no match for my newfound power. And yeah, so Ash is in a bit of trouble now. And so Alistair turns her into a cartoon and turns the rest of the stuff into a cartoon. It's all animated. She looks like freaking Tiana from Princess and the Frog. Like it's crazy. It's insane. I don't know. Oh my goodness. So much is going on. But like it's a cartoon now. So fun. Everything's a cartoon, but yeah. So good. All right, let's continue. Alrighty. So with the cartoon dealio, first of all, I like the animation. It's Disney-esque, but has a little bit of a difference. I just love it a lot. But Asher can't stop singing because of Princess cartoon, so you know, what do you expect? And so she goes up to John and she's like, John, I need your help. Everything's gone wrong. He's like, I freaking told you, man. What do you expect? He's like, well, take your mom's notebook. And I didn't mention this part in the beginning, but when Astra originally went up in the attic and found the picture of Aleister Crowley, she also found her mother's notebook with a song for John. It's literally titled For John. And he's like, you need to sing this song, it'll turn everything back. And so she's like, okay. She's like, but I don't know how to read music. But of course, with the power of being a princess, she knows music. And so she sings a song, and it kind of goes back and forth between her and Crowley, who has the power. The legends, as they're inanimate objects, are trying to help going around. So funny. But as cartoons, I think they're better as inanimate objects. But Spooner like has a cowboy hat on. Oh, love it so much. And so they're all helping around, and then she does it and it works. And so everybody's back to normal. Crowley's back in the painting. John's back in his own body. The racist neighbor is okay now, and he still wants that lamp. And they're like, get out. Master's like, it's my friends, my house, my rules. Leave. Yeah, how it should be. I agree. I agree, Astra. And so yeah, it's about it's pretty fun, pretty quick. Astra, I hope, has learned her lesson with this one. So that's fun. So yeah, that was just a little snippet. The song was interesting. just because it was for John and it was a magical power song, which is interesting. But yeah, let's get into the last bit here of the episode. Alrighty, so Constantine and Esther put Crowley's painting back in the attic. Constantine puts duct tape over him this time so he can't talk. And so, but Aleister Crowley mentions, like, I know what the spell did to you, blah, 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 blah. Esther comes in, like, what's he talking about? And then she realizes that the power, not only the spell, the song, not only stripped Crowley of his powers, but also John. So now John doesn't have any powers. Who is John Constantine without his magic? We don't freaking know, man. That's going to be interesting. And so he's like, no, it's okay. But then they make like a little like pact and they're like, well, now you're starting to learn and I need to get back up to my learning so we can do it together. I was like, oh, this is so nice. Oh, they're like brother, sister. I love it so much. And so they're gonna go do that together, but John isn't quite upset. I'm assuming John is gonna do his own thing, maybe, and cheat a little bit, but that's just John. And so, and then we cut back to Sarah, and they're in the and they make it back to the ship, and all these soldiers come around. I'm assuming they're Ava clones, dressed up in all the tactical gear and whatnot. But yeah, and so she's like, oh, you tricked me. And she's like, yeah, he's my maker. Bishop's my maker. I love him, sort of thing. It's stupid. And Bishop walks in and he's, yeah, Bishop's being Bishop. You know, doing his little dancey thingy, which is kind of funny, but I still don't like him. And then the fuel cell, that's what it was freaking called. I couldn't remember the name. It's actually just his sleepy like nightlight thing, which is really funny. He's like, isn't it mesmerizing? He's like, no, what I actually want to do is like to train my, you know, human alien hybrid things and lead them in my army, blah, blah, blah. So looks like this is gonna be our seasoned villain, Bishop. Very interesting. But Sarah goes around kicking all the soldiers' booties. And then she gets the bishop and she snaps his neck. And I was like, holy cow. First of all, I didn't think that would happen. But second, Sarah hasn't killed somebody like that in a long time. Like, I don't think she's killed anybody in a really long time. So that just shows how desperate she is. And it's crazy, like, what that would, like, that affect her. But turns out stabbing his neck did absolutely nothing. But the other part of the ship was he needed to get back to get the stuff, like the alien stuff. And so I was like, well, they're all in freaking space, man. You can't get to them now. But he actually, the DNA was extracted from the aliens, so he does have the stuff, and that's why she snapped his neck so he couldn't do it. He died. But anyway, but then Sarah ends up back in Bishop's like laboratory thing back at, you know, on planet out of the ship. And she's like, how did I get back here? And then the doors open and Bishop's there. What? I'm sorry. Is Bishop still alive or is that like a clone? Like, did he make clones of himself? I am utterly confused and very intrigued in what this means. Oh my goodness. But yeah, and oh my goodness. Crazy things are gonna go on with Bishop, I can tell. And this is like a finally a villain that like doesn't have powers. So yeah. Okay, a little sneak peek of next episode. Amelia and Elahart comes back, the alien version though. Where are they? Shady Acres. Okay, they've changed John's stuff. They're finally gonna get Sarah, hopefully. Gary is back. Oh my god, next episode's gonna be weird. Oh, but guys, this episode was very interesting. I love Astrocentric. I love learning more about Astra and seeing more of her. We got some explanations for Sarah, where she is, this new bishop guy, Ava clones. We know where Ava clones come from now with Bishop. He's the creator. So this is crazy. Oh my goodness. I hope they get Sarah back next episode because I don't want her to be stuck for half the season without the rest of the legends. So yeah. But that is it for today and this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I will catch you guys for the next episode of Legends.
And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's underscore vlogs underscore, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.